Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, Barbados wishes to associate with the statements delivered by Jamaica on behalf of the CARICOM Group, the Dominican Republic on behalf of the CIDS Group, Peru on behalf of the G77 and China, and Guatemala on behalf of GRULAC. Barbados thanks Secretary General Greenspan for her opening remarks and the Division on Globalization and Development Strategies for its presentation of the UNCTAD Trade and Development Report 2024, aptly themed Rethinking Development in the Age of Discontent. From the increased threats to multilateralism to heightened geopolitical tensions, the increase in the number of unilateral measures and inward nationalist policies to trade wars, the fragmentation in the global economy should give us significant reason for pause and reflection, especially when coupled with global growth, which is stabilizing at rates insufficient for developing countries to address the economic, social, development, and environmental challenges they face, high interest rates and high debt ratios, and the risks of these countries' return to austerity measures. As a small island developing state, Barbados is, among other things, highly exposed to external economic shocks, such as inflation, fluctuations in global trade, commodity prices, and financial markets. Additionally, the limited diversification of our economies renders us highly susceptible to disruptions in global supply chains, as well as climate change-related risks like rising sea levels and extreme weather events. And on the front lines of the climate crisis, we face threats to our infrastructure, biodiversity, and livelihoods. We agree with the report that cities like Barbados could benefit from tailored climate adaptation and mitigation strategies, stronger international support for resilience building and enhanced funding to help cities address these challenges, fostering innovation, digitalization, and sustainable industries to create new sources of income and employment, international solidarity and policy coordination to address our unique vulnerabilities, as well as promoting North-South, South-South, and triangle cooperation, tailored policies, international cooperation, and support for sustainable economic and environmental practices, the diversification of economies beyond a dependence on one or two main industries to build more resilient economic systems, strengthen regional cooperation and the leveraging of multilateral institutions, which are essential for enhancing the capacity of cities to navigate global challenges. In the face of all of this evidence and all of the support for cities, we call on all of our development partners to work with us and the Secretariat to implement the UNCTAD CIDS strategy and mobilize resources for the CIDS Trust Fund, which has been underfunded since it was launched at CIDS 4 in Antigua and Barbuda last year. The Bridgetown Initiative continues to be a platform which aims at forging development in an age of discontent and for ensuring that small economies like Barbados and other developing countries have adequate fiscal space to finance their development and be integrated into the global financial architecture and the multilateral trading system. Mr. President, as we look towards UNCTAD 16, we must seek to ensure that the mandate we give to UNCTAD adequately addresses the priority areas for CIDS. Barbados will continue to engage with you and all members in this regard. Thank you.